Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from branch churches and the local sanctuary, CGCM viewers and all children's God who attended the worship online, this is the 24th lecture on Genesis. I talked about evidences that God created the earth and about the time flow in the spiritual realm last time. After suppressing the rebellion of Lucifer, God the Father created the earth, the stage for human cultivation. I told you that the crust and the atmosphere of the earth was unstable when it was first created. Crustal movement continued with the volcanic eruptions and the like, and diverse activities were also taking place in the atmosphere. This chaotic and empty appearance of the holy earth is physically in the process of laying the foundation of the earth, and spiritually it reflects the state of the God's heart. The painful and empty heart of God the Father caused by the Lucifer's betrayal was similar to that of the early earth. However, Father God regained his composures and began the planning the creation of the heaven and the earth in earnest. In order to create the basic environment of the on the earth, the water of life flowing from the throne of God that flows to the earth. He let the earth sink under the water of life. After its foundation had been firmly set due to active crustal movement and atmospheric activities. After God had submerged the earth, He came down to this earth Himself. At this time, God the Son and God the Holy Spirit also came with Him. The Trinity God traveled around the earth together, looking at what the earth needs and how to provide it. Genesis chapter 1, 2 implies this by saying the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Now, how long was it firm when God created the earth since the beginning till He covered this earth with the waters? Even though the earth was created the fleshly space, but this time the whole fleshly space was affected by the spiritual time. Therefore, the time period was not so long to God who was in the spirit. On the other hand, the earth which was created with the fleshly materials has traces that show the passage of the very long period of time. The traces were not merely thousands or tens or thousands of years old, but they are hundreds of millions of years old. Considering the time of this earth, the time when the earth was founded and covered with the water of life was very long. In this way, God created the earth first of all in the galaxy. Some of you may not agree with me and say, what I learned at the school was not like that. And you may say the earth can't float in the space due to the universal gravitation and the balance of a power. You should not listen to the word of God by comparing it with the knowledge and the theories you've learned in the world. Why? Because God is the one who created something from nothing, because He created with the world. This is precisely how God works. Scientists explain that the earth was created about 4.5 billion years ago by gathering gas and dust in outer space. The scientific theories we learned keep changing. Now, let's look at what science says about the early Earth. The early Earth grew greatly as small celestial bodies collided and merged. In the process, the Earth's surface became a magma ocean. From then on, the surface began to cool over hundreds of millions of years, and the Earth cooled completely about 3.8 million years ago. However, new research results that differ from existing theory about the primordial earth were announced in December 2008 by the Professor Mark Harrison's research team at UCLA University in the United States. He says that early earth, it did not have a magma ocean. This research team analyzed a mineral called the zircon, discovered in a 3 million years old rock in Australia, and find that the zircon contained a mineral that was created 4.2 million years ago. However, it was revealed that the environment in which the mineral was created was low in temperature. Minerals are cannot be formed in the magma sea have been discovered. Based on this study, the research teams announced the result that 4.2 million years ago, the early Earth had the water oceans, not magma oceans, and the water existed 4.3 million years ago. This is consistent with the Bible. The results of the study were announced that it was not a sea of fire, but was entirely covered with water. This paper was published in the renowned academic journal Nature and also reported in the New York Times. This is a research result that somewhat support and the statement that when God created the earth, He laid its foundation and then covered it with the water of life. This new study proves the Bible is true. Scientists also says that reason that the Earth can float in the space is because of the universal gravitation and the resulting balance of a force. Universal gravitation refers to the mutual attraction force that acts between all objects in the universe. Therefore, the reason the Earth can float in the air is because of this individual, invisible force that acts between Earth, the Sun, and the Moon, and the stars. Yes, universal gravitation is real. So how did the Earth float in the space when there was still no Sun and other planets? In other words, how did the Earth float when it was alone? Do you believe that universal gravitation exists even if it's not visible? How do you believe it? There must be reliable evidence. You know that there's an invisible but pulling forces from ground, right? You must have learned it a long time ago. Okay, how do you know that? Universal gravitation exists even though we cannot see it. If you throw a ball into an empty space, it will fall down instead of up. That's it. The ball will fall down due to the pulling force from the ground. This church also shows through the miracles and the signs that God is alive, even though He's invisible, and that He's omniscient and omnipotent. Then again, how did Earth stay afloat in space when she was alone? God was holding the Earth with His power. Let's say there's a rock that weighs 10 kilometers. 10 kilograms. If an ant tried to lift it, no matter how strong the ant was, it would not dare to lift it, this rock. Even if a swarm of ants came and tried to lift the rock, they would not be able to lift the rock. They won't be able to move it, even if they weigh 10 kilograms. However, what about a man? A grown-up man can surely think about whether he can lift the stone. If the other has a strength, he or she can lift it, roll it. move it, or do whatever they want. Moreover, God is Almighty. By His power, holding this earth is an easy job, very easy. Long ago, there was a man who, in deep inspiration, realized the power of God who created everything and it was recorded in the Bible. It was Job. Job said in the Job chapter 26:7, He hangs the earth on nothing. He hangs the earth on nothing. The fact that Earth is floating in outer space has been confirmed with the development of the modern science and the technology. But how could Job have known that the Earth was floating in the space long ago, 3,000 years ago? This has only recently been proven by science, but the Bible already records this in the book of Job, which was written thousands of years ago. Likewise, the Bible already made the record of a few thousands of years ago that the earth is hanging in the space. Job was a man with a good conscience and lived purely, so he realized this through deep inspiration. Looking up to the endless sky, he could hear the deep voice of a spirit. The earth he was standing on seems to have its end, but the sky was unfolded endlessly. And thus he realized that the sky was covering up the entire earth. If you can imagine wrapping up the earth, you can draw a picture that the earth is hanging in the sky. Job made a confession that it was a God who made it like this. Likewise, those with a good conscience can realize that, believe that the Almighty Creator truly exists. But the closer the end of times get, the more people's conscience became stained with evil. Many theories and knowledge that stand against God prevail as if they were true. However, Almighty God's work of creation cannot be understood with the limits of human ability and knowledge, and we should not attempt to understand it with it. If God had tried to create the things at the level of a man's knowledge, creation would have been impossible. The creation was accomplished by the amazing power and the wisdom of God that is beyond human abilities. 2 Corinthians chapter 10:5 says, "We are destroying speculations and every lofty things raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ." Resisting God and being higher than Him is arrogance. People say there's no God, God is dead, and show the high of pride. People claim that the earth created by God has evolved to oppose God. But the Bible says we should destroy all these things and take every thought captive and obey to Christ. You must completely break away from the theories of your own righteousness and the framework you have to go to the Spirit. You must make everything nothing, get rid of your own intentions and break your own frames. Then you can start to go to the Spirit. Only then will you be able to understand, say amen, and obey when you hear the Word of God. If you believe His words, pray, you will receive all answers from God. Therefore, you must take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Therefore, you should not try to discern this Genesis lecture by the standards of knowledge of the world. Still today, through His servant, who are in accordance with the justice God is manifesting, the work of His power of creation, the evidence of this power of creation are overflowing in this church. For example, a man who couldn't see due to dead optic nerve came to see after receiving the prayer of a servant of God. Can this be explained by the science or medical technology? Before, when such a work took place, that could not be explained by the individual knowledge, people just simply said it is a miracle. However, we believe that God the Creator heard a prayer of His servant and recreated the optic nerve. How many times have people who were unable to hear and see because their nerves that died now hear and see again at this church? Likewise, God is manifesting the work of the creation even today, though those who are in accordance with the justice. I hope you will completely believe God the Creator by witnessing such evidence of a creation. And I hope you believe in this word of Genesis proclaimed by His true servant who shows such a work of a God. This lecture on Genesis is not a copy of someone else's sermon or obtained from the book. It's inspired by God Himself. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now let's talk about the first day of the creation. Genesis chapter 1, 3 to 4 says, Then God said, Let there be light, and that there was a light. God saw that the light was so good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God saw that the light was good. What kind of a light was this light? Since there was no sun back then, it must not have been the sunlight, right? Then what was this light? This light was surely the original light of creation. In the first Genesis lecture, I told you that God the origin spread over the origin space as in a form of the light that hovered sound. At a certain time, this original light cohered at the vertex of a spiritual realm. Now the video has been implemented similar to that. And after dividing into the three lights, He became the Trinity. Therefore, the original light itself is God. This original light contains the power and authority of God. The original light was condensed and gathered, and it was divided into the three, and the light contains the power and authority of God. Also, the light became the world. Again, the original light became world. The meaning of God created the heavens and the earth with the world means that when God said something was done according to His saying. On the first day of the creation, God commanded, Let there be light. In other words, He uttered the original voice. Then the light surrounded a certain physical space that included the earth. Here, the definite physical space included the earth, the solar system, and our galaxy, where the six-day history of creation took place. Because this original light surrounded the space plays a key role in creation, it's called the original light of creation. In this way, God first surrounded the area in which a future creation history will be carried out with the original light of creation. And every day, He utters the original sounds of creation and creates all things in the world in order. By the way, why did God surround the fleshly space with the original light of creation on the first day of the creation? First of all, he did it to cover the physical space with the spiritual one and let it ride on the spiritual time flow. I explained that the spiritual time flow is much faster than the fleshly one. And the fleshly world rolled on its time flow from the first day of creation. Again, from the first day of the creation, this world rolled on its own time flow. The concept of 24 hours a day of today began from the day. God has surrounded this world with original life for His creation work. Therefore, it's difficult. Therefore, the spiritual time flow affected the part where God created each day. It may be a bit difficult for you, but if you try to understand it, you will understand it. And this will be your strength in the future, and you will easily understand the history of a healing that takes place in this church. In other words, something that would take for tens of hundreds of years on earth was accomplished in one day in spread space. In addition, something can be created from nothing in the original light of creation. In a space which is covered with original light, not the fleshly law, but the spiritual law dictated. So, you need to understand the original light well. This means that the space is surrounded by the original light, the law of the spirit, not the laws of the flesh, are applied. In the first heaven, which is filled fully with original light, whatever God the harvests in His hearts will be done. Everything God the Father wants to take place in the first heaven. In this space, water also became the solid or gas in instance, and the speed of time can be adjusted and stopped. It means in the first heaven, so fleshly time flower, so let it flower so faster. So when Joshua told the sun and the moon to stop, they immediately stopped because they were covering the spiritual space. In the space covered with the spirit, time stopped, but other regions were still riding the pulse of Earth of time. It's not difficult. It's important to understand the entire Bible, and it will be very helpful in the future if you learn these laws and work with the power of God from above. Some of you just blindly believe that God works without knowledge, without knowing this spiritual law. But how much fun and good is it if you know this law and put them into practice? If you study hard, understand, go deeper, you will practice the Word of God on a different level. Something can be created from the nothing, and a certain substance can be transformed into solid, liquid, or gas. Therefore, when the partial spaces on earth are surrounded by the space of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit applies. For example, many of you give testimonies like this. A good example is when a cancerous lump disappears instantly, or when you have a peritonitis and the pain goes away immediately. These things cannot be explained with a fleshly knowledge. In the fleshly law, cancer should be removed through an operation. In a case of a man with a peritonitis, he should have his internal organs cleansed by any means. When a person who is guaranteed by the God's power prays in accordance with the righteousness, God covers the patients with the spiritual space and the works. It happens in an instant. When this space is covered with the Spirit, new things are created in its space, or unnecessary things disappear. Listen to these things. Understand them one by one. To do greater things in the future, you have to know these things to be able to explain that is what happened. This happens when a man of God prays transcending times and the space, and even if he prays here, works also take place in the country on the other side. Even it happens in the Israel or Argentina, that opposite located from the South Korea. The same goes for a recovery where broken bones are quickly reattached, dead nerves are revived, and degenerated tissues become normal. Also, as the original light surrounds that part, a spiritual space is formed, and the work of a recreation takes place within it. You've seen and experienced countless things like a movement of clouds, suddenly dropping the temperature when it's so hot, or instantly repelling a typhoon. This is what happens when the region is covered with a space of a spread. Especially seen with a spiritual eyes, it can be clearly seen that all these works take place precisely according to justice. For instance, even when the light comes, it doesn't enter the body of those who have a war of the sin or those who are not ready to receive the answer. Because the person involved is not in harmony with the justice, the light of the creation tries to enter but soon goes back. The light hesitates, hangs around them, and then goes back to God. On the other hand, the light enters the body of those who are proper to receive the answer without the word of a sin and precisely finds the sick part. Today, you experience the work of that light which created the heavens and the earth in this very beginning. Therefore, please completely believe that there's nothing impossible, but everything is possible, and this can be done all the more quickly. The second point, when God surrounded a fleshly space with original light, order, and the principle were established in the fleshly space. The earth was no longer chaotic. All things become organized and stable, and their operation, order, and the principle were set up. For example, a rule like the earth shall rotate once a day and revolve around the sun once a year was set up. The order and the principles not only of the earth, but also of the sun, moon, other planets, and the countless stars were also applied to this first day. The planets of a solar system, as well as the countless stars, move at the constant speed along a certain orbit. Therefore, the cycle through which each star moves in its orbit has been a proper set. Even though there are countless stars in the sky, they don't operate in the disorderly fashions, but they all operate according to their own order and the principles. Not only among the sun and the moon and the stars in the universe, but also the earth having its own laws of nature. For example, water flows from top to bottom, water freezes below the 0 degrees, and freezes at the 100 degrees. Boiling at the 100 degrees and the four seasons augurs, all these principles that are necessary in the fleshly space were set up on the first day. Like this, in the original light of creation, God established order and the principles for creatures that He would create soon. God created the sun and moon in this way, determined the day to be 24 hours, and made them move according to the order of these natural laws. He set up all this theory and order on the first day of the creation. It can be confirmed in Job chapter 38:5. The help to Job realized, God said to Job, "Who set its measurement, since you know, or who stretched the line on it?" This verse implies that God established order and the principles among the creatures when He created the heavens and the earth. Measurements in this verse refers to the length and the volume, and the line refers to the device to measure it. Therefore, God set its measurement and stretched the line means that God set the fundamental principles for all things. On the first day of the creation, God set the order and the principle among the creatures by surrounding the earth with original light. Dear brothers and sisters, when God surrounded the fleshly space with original light, His power and the divine nature were put into the all creatures. God's power can revive the dead life and make it grow well. When you sow the seed in the ground, it sprouts and grows up. However, the seed cannot do it by itself. Then, does the ground do it? It's done by the water or sunlight? According to the law of nature, to make a seed sprout, it needs a proper ground, the water, and the sunlight. However, the ground, the water, or sunlight cannot do it because they originally have a certain power. Since God's power and His divine nature is put into the ground, water, sunlight, and all the creatures, a form of life can sprout. The original light that surrounded us on the first day of the creation became the faint as this world gradually became stained with sin and was mostly removed during the Noah's flood. However, the light that was put into the creatures still remains, and it works as a basic energy that holds all the life things. It is truly mysterious that when we sow seeds in our soil, they sprout, grow, bloom, and bear fruit. If you have a good heart and look into this phenomenon, you will not agree that these things happen on their own. It is God who created the humans, allowed the animals and the planets to eat and live, placed the power of life in the soil, and allowed the living things to survive through the sunlight. However, people deny this fact and claim evolution and deny the existence of a God. How unfortunate is it? For your information, FYI, even the scientists of the world discovered the light, which is called the light of the beginning. It's a form of radiation filling the universe. It's almost exactly the same intensity in all directions of the universe. And it is not associated with any star, galaxy, or other object in the universe. It was discovered by the radio astronomers Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson. These two scientists were working on the antenna to track the Echo satellites and early satellites. When they encountered an excessive radio noise, they became interested in it and studied it further. Regardless of antenna direction, the intensity of the noise remained constant. Despite their efforts, they couldn't find the source of this noise. Ultimately, they conclude that the source of the noise must be out there in space. The fact that the noise of the same size is consistently captured regardless of the direction of the antenna is evidence that the specific light is spread evenly throughout the space. In astrophysics, it's called cosmic microwave background radiation. These two astronomers received the 1978 Nobel Prize for their study. If they had heard this Genesis lecture and studied, it would not have taken 18 years for them to receive the Nobel Prize. Brother and sister, in this lecture, I explained about the incidents that took place that when God roars out original sounds saying, "Let there we be light." I said the original light of the creation surrounded the fleshly space where the works of a creation would take place in the future. In the next lecture, among the work of the creation on the first day, I will explain how day was separated from the night by justice. Genesis chapter 1:4 says, God saw that light was good. Thanks to this light, the work of the creation could take place and the order and the principle could be established among all creatures. 1 Corinthians chapter 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of the confusions, but of a peace, as in it's all the churches of the saints." God is the creator of all things in the universe, but still He established order and the principle, and He Himself has kept them. By keeping the order as the creator, He Himself made a peace with His creatures. So God will never break the laws He has established. He is the one who keeps it that way. He is the one who works according to justice. If the lawmaker does not follow the law, there's no need for the law. Likewise, in God, who is a light, there's always peace. If the peace is broken, it's surely the result of someone's doing the work of the darkness, breaking the order. You just need to know that wherever peace is broken, the enemy and the devil and the Satan are at work. Anyone who breaks the peace is receiving the work of the enemy, the devil, and Satan. I urge you to stay in the light, keeping the order and the principle both in the spirit and the body. When you walk in the light, God will say, "It's good," and He will give you blessing. If God saw that it was good and that your faith and the deeds were good, and the answer will come right away. May all of you become satisfying the children to God the Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.